Next time on Willing to Adapt.
Today we are talking about Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about the 1950 movie, but then our main focus is going to be on Treasure Planet. Well, it's funny because nowadays when we think of pirates, we're actually heavily we pull a lot of what we think of as pirates from this book. Mm-hmm. Treasure Island, it's an adventure and historical novel. It was published in 1883, and it tells the story of buccaneers and buried gold. It's set in the 1700s, and it's considered a coming-of-age story, and it's noted for its atmosphere, characters, and action. And I'm always reminded, the more that we do this, how analytical you and like and detail-oriented you are. Mm-hmm. You're like, I want to know about every minute detail about how this was accomplished. And I'm like, I want to understand the emotional effect that was going on here.
Yeah, I can. Emotion.
Give me
fine.
The adventure and the emotion, and you're like, give me.
Funny
give
enough,
me, what was the boat made of? Was it made of goat skin? How long was it took to make? You know,
we automatically Theraflu. Yes.
I don't trust this crew, but I don't trust. It's not that I trust them enough to not go on the voyage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he says. It's just enough that I'm really concerned. And I need you to know that.
Forgot about that part.
Treasure Planet.
Yep.
And you will talk a lot about that one.
Yes.
Because definitely. I love that one, and I'm sure Rummy hates it.
We'll see. I'm leaving everyone suspense.
Yeah, well, they know.
All right.